Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. On the 1st of October 2011, the London International Church of Christ are putting on a Hebrews Teaching Day, which I will be presenting. It's going to be at Bloomsbury Central Baptist Church down in central London. It's from 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock. And everybody is welcome, not only members of the church, but bring your friends, anybody who's interested in the Bible, in the book of Hebrews in particular. I'm looking forward very much to that day, and in the build-up, while I'm working on the materials and the lessons that we'll also be doing in October and November, I thought I'd send out a few Hebrews teasers, and this is the third one based on a question I have for you from Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3 is a fantastic passage, wonderful, and it begins by talking about more comparisons between Jesus and, this time, Moses. We've already had angels in chapters 1 and 2, and now it's a comparison and a contrast between Moses, faithful as the in the house, and Jesus, faithful over the house. And then it goes on to talk about not hardening our hearts. This is what I want to focus on here today. In verse 7, don't harden your hearts. Verse 8, rather, as you did in the rebellion, quoting from Psalm 95 in what's called a midrash of that passage, applying it from Old Testament times for New Testament use in this way. And he talks about how God was tested in verse 10. That's why I was angry with that generation. Their hearts are always going astray. They're not knowing my ways. And here's the key question from the next verse, verse 11. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. Now here he is talking about the desert generation, and he says they shall never enter my rest. Now what kind of rest are we talking about here? Is he thinking about Numbers 14 perhaps? Verse 22, not one of the men who saw my glory and the miraculous signs I performed in Egypt and in the desert, but who disobeyed me and tested me 10 times, that's a lot. Not one of them, verse 23, will ever see the land I promised on oath to their forefathers. No one who has treated me with contempt will ever see it. And then he goes on to contrast that attitude with Caleb. So what is he talking about? Is he talking about salvation or just a temporal and temporary rest? Because, of course, God's people never enjoyed complete rest in Canaan. So is he implying that that whole generation who died in the desert, apart from Caleb and Joshua, is he saying that the whole generation not only didn't make it to the promised land, but didn't make it to heaven? That's my question for you. What do you think? Is he talking about the entrance into the promised land, or is he talking about entrance into eternal life with God? Did that whole generation have to pass away, not only physically, but pass out of his calling so that another generation could be raised up that would do his work? Which is he talking about? Is he saying that the next generation is the one that would take his plan forward? Is he saying to the people he's writing to, or the Hebrew writer is using this passage, the people he's writing to now, is he saying that if you don't pay attention, you will all have to not only physically die, but spiritually fall away, as he warns about later in Hebrews? Is he saying that's going to have to happen before God can do his work? Of course, the entire generation of fighting men did perish, Deuteronomy chapter 2. I wonder what he really is referring to here. What do you think? They shall never enter my rest. Canaan? Eternal life, or both? Let me know what you think. You can contact me at malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. You can find out more on the ICC Missions webpage. There's a special Hebrews Facebook event that's been created by one of the women in the church. Thank you very much, Fun Lola. Look for that on Facebook. You can find out more also by looking up ICC Missions News on Facebook, and you can find out more that way and leave me some comments. Anyway, we'll go on to look at chapter 4 another time. But until then, have some interesting time thinking about this question. And have a good day, and God bless.